The following audio presentation is an audiobook version of The Football Player's Wife, written by John Bradbury, read by Jenna Rolls Ramito. This audio presentation contains adult material, including explicit sexual situations, and is not intended for listeners under the age of 18. Thank you for listening and enjoy the story. Andrew Wendell James didn't arrive at the club by car. In fact, he walked. The place was only 2-block walk away from his townhouse, so walk he did. It was a lot easier than driving over, and a lot safer, too, just in case he decided to have too much to drink. In his black pants, white shirt, black jacket, and black stocking cap with white socks and black sandals, he blended in with the unusually cool and rainy night. He was about 5'8", with curly dark brown hair and hazel eyes, with a lean build and an open, honest face. Invisible in the club, he made his way between the tables and over to the bar where he ordered his usual drink, a wine cooler, and he sat down with it. He rotated his seat around and looked at nothing while he sipped his drink. Wendell kept his attention on his drink and avoided making eye contact with any of the women who decided to saunter by. He neither needed nor wanted any female company tonight, because his girlfriend had just broken up with him, and he really wasn't in the mood. Wendell sighed. He was white, but he was rapidly finding out for himself that white women were more problems than they were worth, way more costs than rewards. He needed a change. He nearly spit out his drink when he saw the goddess. She came inside the glass doorway, her silhouette backlit against bright lights, and then he could see her as she stepped completely inside. She was a gorgeous chocolate woman, wearing a pretty strapless dress, all in silver sequins. The strapless dress fit her petite frame, somewhat loosely, yet followed every one of her curves. He watched her body move under the dress as she walked towards the bar, her matching high-heeled open-toed sandals clicking on the marble floor. The silver color went so well with the color of her skin. Her dark brown hair was straight, shiny and pretty, and her eyes were nearly as dark with long, fine eyelashes. Her hands were beautiful, too, small and dainty, with long, slim, straight fingers and long fingernails, painted a brown color that matched her skin, and matched the lipstick her full, generous lips were painted in. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Who cares? From his spot at the bar, he could detect some coolness in her gaze. Wendell didn't mean to, but he made eye contact with the silver goddess. Her lips widened very slightly outward in the barest hint of a smile. That smile changed her entire face. Her eyes got some sparkle. Wendell watched her just walk right past every guy who stepped to her way, all the way to the bar, and to sit on the same stool right next to his. He took a slug off of his drink and then turned to face her. He said, hi. The woman smiled a warm smile at him. Hi, baby. Can I, buy you a drink? Please, she smiled. I'll have what you're having. Wendell grinned and called the bartender back over who served her. Thank you, the mystery woman smiled. As she sat and crossed, she placed her hands on the armrest in a prim, womanly manner, and turned her stool to face his, showing an entire club full of jealous would-be suitors that they were just too late, and settled herself. Baby, what's your name? Wendell stuck his hand out. Andrew Wendell James. Just call me Wendell. The ebony queen put her hand out daintily and held his gently. Hi, Wendell. I'm Diana Boucher. She held his hand a long time. That's a really lovely outfit, Diana, Wendell said cautiously. I hope the rain didn't turn it to steam. Diana laughed out loud, throwing her head back and held a big electric smile. Thank you. You're so sweet, baby. Was it still raining when you arrived? Diana nodded but didn't speak. She took a sip of her drink. "I like the rain," she said softly. "What about you?" "Yeah," he nodded, "I like the rain too. Helps me to really fall asleep." "You look like you could use some sleep," she observed. "You look a little tired." Wendell took a sip of his drink. "Yeah, I am, but sleep isn't what I need." Diana smiled an understanding smile. She sipped her drink. They sat and chatted a long while, heedless of what was going on around them. She laughed at his jokes, nodded his insightful comments, and touched him. Wendell found out that Diana Boucher was not only drop-dead sexy, but a really nice lady, and pretty funny herself. She was single, too. She wore no rings on her left hand, and didn't mention any significant others in her life. Suddenly, the DJ started to play a soft, romantic song over the club's sound system. Diana said, "Oh, they're playing my song. Would you like to dance?" Wendell swallowed the alcohol in his mouth and said, "Yeah." Diana giggled a little. Then she put down her drink. She took his hand in a soft but secure hold, slipping her fingers between his, and led him out onto the dance floor. There, he found out she was still somewhat shorter than him, even with the high-heeled sandals, which had 3-inch heels. Wendell was quite surprised when she let him pull her very close to him. She let him pull her so close that they're butching. She ran her hands lightly over his arms and stared deeply, deeply into his eyes. They danced an easy, gentle, playful dance. Diana grinned as she turned around to show Wendell a nice rear view. Then she smoothly began grinding her booty against his. Her grinding became somewhat more insistent as Wendell took hold of her tiny waist. In a body doggy style position, she slowly rubbed her silver-clad booty against him. She felt him match her movements. She felt his cock get hard, too. Grinning, she finally turned back around to face him and willingly let him pull her back to him. She lightly ran her fingernails over his face and gave him a look she hadn't given a man in many, many months. As she stared into his eyes again, she felt herself leaning in towards him, tilting her head slightly. In a very slow motion, their lips touched, a brief, soft, thrilling touch. The song ended and the DJ announced a break. Reality came crashing back. "I don't suppose you have anyone waiting for you?" She was still standing close to him, her hands on his arms. Wendell smoothly said, "No, I live by myself." Diana nervously glanced at the doors. I realize that we just met, but how would you like to ride with me for a while in my vehicle?" Wendell swallowed. Sure, yeah." "Great," Diana smiled. "Meet me outside in 10 minutes. "Okay," he grinned at her. 10 minutes, okay," she repeated. "Outside, by the valet?" "The valet," Wendell repeated, nodding. "In 10 minutes. She quickly kissed him again, then wiped her lipstick off in an all but tender fashion. "Don't be late." "Oh, not a chance," Wendell promised. She blushed, turned around, grabbed her purse from the bar, and marched to the bathroom. She could not believe that she had given him her maiden name like that. She couldn't believe she danced with him like that. She couldn't believe that kiss. It lasted just a second, but her lips were still tingling. And she couldn't believe, how wet she was. In the bathroom, she quickly composed herself and did her business. Then she went to the counter and reached inside for her purse and for her lipstick. She wanted another kiss, and another, and another. She looked at the expensive ring still sitting in the bottom of her purse, along with her makeup, and the condoms, and didn't feel very much guilt that she was about to cheat on her husband. Diana had already decided this was the one. She concentrated on making herself look nice. Smiling, she put on her lipstick. She finished, put the tube back into her little purse, walked out, across the room, and straight for the door. She gave the valet guy her claim ticket. It wasn't long before he pulled up with her car. She walked over to the car, where the valet guy promptly got out and held the door open for her. Diana gave him a good tip, better that what her husband would usually give. And then she waited for Wendell. Wendell just knew that the silver goddess Diana was playing with him, but he went ahead and played his part. After she left for the bathroom, he assumed again, he quickly finished his drink and paid the tab, then put his stocking cap back on and ambled towards the bathroom himself. Wendell quickly found that it was difficult to use the toilet because his cock was stuck to his boxers. The goddess had turned him on with that dance. He did his business anyway, cleaned himself up, then went to the door and back outside. He looked to his left and saw the car. It was silver, like her. "Hi," he grinned. "Hi." Diana sat there smiling at him. She gave him a sweet little feminine wave. "Right on time," she smiled. "Of course," Wendell chuckled. "I am so glad that you could make it," Diana said pleasantly. "Come on, get in." Wendell got into the car with this beautiful, ebony woman. Diana drove the car into the hills around the city, making sure to take the scenic route so they would have lots and lots of time to talk. The car finally came to a stop. Diana unlatched her seatbelt and rolled the window down to reveal a spectacular view of the city lights. Diana touched his arm. "Hey, baby, look." "Wow," Wendell said. "I have never been up here before." Diana smiled at him. "Quite a view, isn't it?" Wendell touched her cheek. "It's almost, almost as beautiful as you are." Diana reached out and stroked his face with her long nails, then pulled him close to her. And suddenly, they were kissing. She paused in between her many kisses. "Tell me, have you ever been with a black woman?" Wendell shook his head. "Nope." "I'm your first?" Diana smiled. Wendell nodded. "Yep." Diana's smile widened. "Good." "You want to move in back?" Wendell suggested. "It's kind of cramped up here." "You're right," she smiled. "Hang on a second." She reached down between the seat and the door. The seat moved back. Then she reached for another lever, which reclined the seat slightly. "There," she said. "Much better, I think." Wendell grinned. "Oh, plenty of room," he said. Diana kissed him softly and lightly at first, her lips barely touching his. She straddled him, and the kisses stayed soft, but became more passionate, almost loving. She slipped off his jacket, then loosened his belt buckle and took off his t-shirt. Wendell loved how soft her hands were on his bare skin, how light her touch was. Her brown hands made an erotic contrast with his white, almost pink skin when she touched him. Wendell slowly reached up and rubbed her incredibly soft and smooth arms, then her shoulders, neck, hair, then down her back. And when his hand brushed her booty, she looked at him for a second and resumed her kisses. Diana closed her eyes when their lips touched, but she opened them widely again when she felt hands on her breasts. She looked down, and Wendell's hands were on her silver-clad breasts, cupping and squeezing them, stroking gently. "Do you like these black titties?" she asked him. "Hell yeah," Wendell nodded. "Here, baby." Diana laughed. She pulled the top of her dress down to expose her breasts to Wendell. She nearly melted as his hands gently touched her bare breasts. His touch felt even better without a layer of fabric in the way. Wendell stared at her breasts as he caressed them. They were the same color, coffee with milk added, the nipples a darker shade of brown. He licked at her nipple. Diana moaned and arched her back into him, slipping her hand around the back of his head, allowing Wendell easier access. He took her nipple further and further into his mouth and began to nibble and suck on it. Diana's answer was a sharp intake of breath through clenched teeth. She didn't protest one bit when she felt his hands tug at the bottom hem of her dress and pull it up. She gasped and started when she felt his hand on her feminine parts. She felt his hand slow down. "Oh, God, don't stop, baby," she pleaded with him. Wendell's hand started moving again. Then the pleasure took over, and she moved her hips against his hand until she was dripping with desire. Diana wanted to give him pleasure after that. "Sit back, baby." Smiling, she put on fresh lipstick, got down on the floor, and slowly unzipped his trousers. She pulled his sandals off, then drew his pants down and threw them in the back seat. Then she used the tips of her nails to draw his boxers down his legs, and finally she spread his legs with a light touch and moved in between. She took some hand lotion, rubbed it on her hands, and began to lightly stroke his cock. It became hard almost right away, quickly extending past her thumb until it was a fully erect shaft of hard, white masculinity. She also noticed the contrast of her brown hands and his white skin, and she loved it. When she saw the pre-cum oozing over the tip of his cock, she slowly leaned forward and licked it off with the flat of her tongue. It had been a very long time since she had given pleasure to a man, but not quite that long. Wendell's cock was so erect, it was ready to burst. Holding his cock gently with her fingers, Diana put her lips around the tip of his cock and sucked as she gently jacked him off. Thinking she was beginning to enjoy this, she decided to take more of him into her mouth. She started to go down. Each time she went down a little more, until his entire cock was inside her mouth, then back up and back down. "Oh, God, Diana." At first she moved slowly, but speeded up as her confidence increased, and Wendell's quiet moans and groans became louder. She pressed her lips together to make a ring of lipstick around his cock, then pulled back and smiled. "Did you like that, baby?" Wendell exhaled through pursed lips. "What do you think?" Diana grinned mischievously. Then she reached inside her purse for a condom. "Let's see how you like this." Diana slowly unrolled it on his cock. She climbed back up, straddled him, held his cock, and sank down on it. Her pussy was small and tight, the labia like a pair of lips pressed together. But she was so wet, he went inside her like a whisper. She wiggled a little bit, but soon he was inside her, up to the hilt of his shaft. "How do you like that?" Diana said lustfully. "I like it a lot," Wendell gulped. "But do you like it?" "Oh, what do you think?" Diana replied thickly. Then she held on to him as she began moving up and down on him. Diana started with her hands on his shoulders, but soon was holding on strong to him, her arms around his neck, his face in between her breasts as she fucked him. He held her firmly by the waist as she moved up and down on him, but it was getting difficult. In her passion, Diana was bouncing up and down, her hair moving. Wendell knew she was almost there. He could feel her pussy tightening around his cock. Oh, I'm going to come, Diana moaned urgently. I'm gonna come, baby. They held each other until they were aware of the cool night air and each other. That was when Wendell noticed Diana was sniffling and trembling like a leaf. Wendell looked at her and said, Diana, you're trembling. Are you okay? Diana was wetting Wendell's shoulder with her tears. I'm okay. Oh, baby, I am so okay.